We are not asked to be flawless, but to keep growing and wanting to grow as we advance along the path of the gospel. Our arms must never grow slack. What is essential is that the preacher be certain that God loves him, that Jesus Christ has saved him, and that Jesus' love always has the last word. Encountering such beauty, he will often feel that his life does not glorify God as it should, and he will sincerely desire to respond more fully to so great a love. Yet if he does not take time to hear God's word with an open heart, if he does not allow it to touch his life, to challenge him, to impel him, and if he does not devote time to pray with that word, then he will indeed be a false prophet, a fraud, a shallow impostor. But by acknowledging his poverty and desiring to grow in his commitment, he will always be able to abandon himself to Christ, saying in the words of Peter, "I have no silver and gold, but what I have I give you."